95.3 The Range, the All-Star Morning Show, and we've got a special guest on the phone with us this morning, celebrating 50 years of Nitty Gritty. They're coming to town this Saturday. John McEwen of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. How you doing this morning?
It's been a long, hard road. We've made it to Dallas. How you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing great, man. You've got a great show coming up at the Majestic Theater this Saturday night. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, one of my favorite bands. I love... You know, the old Jerry Jeff song you guys do, Mr. Bojangles, Love Fishing in the Dark, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? I could name a ton of songs. You guys, you've been around.
What's strange about the group is there's music from every era, every decade of the 50 years that either made it some kind of recognition or on the radio as a chart record or on an album that was recognized. Or it's... The band that wouldn't go away stuck around in several different ways.
Well, and we're glad it stuck around because the Nitty Gritty is a band that we need, especially with some of the mainstream pop country coming out of Nashville. I love that there's still something that we can go to that can tell us that what real country music is all about.
Well, I don't know about real country music. I like Merle Haggard myself.
Yes, sir.
I like what we do, the Dirt Band style, and we represent kind of this late 60s and 70s and 80s of a certain type of making music, and I think we're the best dirt band we've been, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band we've been in the last 20 years anyway.
So the
music on stage reflects something from every era. We're even doing our first 1967 hit, so for a few minutes when Bye For Me, The Rain is playing, you feel like you're transported back into the flower power time.
Yeah. Who's in the current lineup right now besides yourself? I mean, because the group has changed over the years a little bit.
It has been added to, and then some of those additions left. But Jimmy Fadden, harmonica and drums, Jeff Hanna, guitar and vocals, and myself have been together since 1966. And Bobby Carpenter has been with us for 38 years.
Wow.
And he sang Stand a Little Rain to the top five.
Yeah.
And we'll probably do that because he did that in 82, I think it was. It's so weird to name some of the songs in the years. You know, like when you just said, oh, also out on this trip is Jim Photoglow singing and playing bass. He's the guy that wrote Fishing in the Dark.
Yeah.
And you just mentioned Bojangles to Fishing in the Dark, and that's like a 35-year spread. Isn't that weird? I mean, not many groups have that kind of thing happen.
Absolutely.
We're very, very fortunate. You know, we got Mr. Bojangles was put in the Grammy Hall of Fame a few years ago. I was all excited about how cool that is. And then I found out that the main qualification, the record had to be at least 40 years old.
Well, that's an up and a down at the same time.
Yeah, I thought I was just barely cracking 40 myself, but no. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band is kind of like a band version of Willie Nelson, I think.
Yeah. let's talk about your new project, too. You've got a new project that came out, you were telling me before we went on the air, about 2 weeks ago, called Made in Brooklyn. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I put together a bunch of musicians that I've crossed paths with over the years in doing this. Favorite players that either played with at a festival or on a show or sat in with, or they sat in with me. The list is David Bromberg, the great guitar player, blues player. John Cowan from the group Newgrass Revival. You'll see him out now with the Doobie Brothers. John Carter Cash, the son of Johnny and June, doing one of his dad's songs, but he makes it sound like himself, so that's why I wanted him to do it. Steve Martin playing banjo on a Warren Zevon song. I don't know if you've heard of a band called Railroad Earth.
Yeah.
But they're one of the hotter jam bands in the country. And Andy Gessling, their main player, has been playing with me. And anyway, he's all over the album. And Matt Cartsonis, who is an unknown but a music cool, great singer, mandola, and guitar player. He's been playing music with me for the last 25 years. I'm away from Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Yeah.
And David Amram, one of the 86 years old, this guy is a American institution. It's in its own way. Plays penny whistle and percussion and flute. Amram has been out with, he went to Cuba with Dizzy Gillespie, and Leonard Bernstein conducted his music at Carnegie Hall.
Wow.
He's one of the top 30 American classical composers, but he's a folk nut. And to have this guy playing flute with me and penny whistle for the Irish stuff, it was quite a cast. And a few other players and background singers, and we all recorded everything at one time with one binaural microphone. No overdubs, no fixes.
Wow.
Knocked out 15 songs in 2 days, and some people say, how did you do that in 2 days? I said, well, it was actually 50 years in 2 days.
And
it was really fun, Chuck. I haven't heard so much passion put into a recording in years and years, because everybody was playing at once. We couldn't go fix anything. We had to do it right. So we followed the path of the old masters, from Sinatra to Bill Monroe, Roy Acuff, those people, to people that would have to get it right the first time. And it really has come out good. The reviews are fantastic. Don't go to Amazon and look up Made in Brooklyn unless you're ready to buy an album, because the reviews will knock you. I can't believe it. The reviews is getting. It's wonderful.
And you were telling me, too, you recorded this in an old church there in Brooklyn. I bet the acoustics had to just be amazing in a church.
Well, that was the purpose of it. Usually one binaural mic that you gather around in a circle. Some people say, our studio's got $75,000 worth of mics. Well, this is one $75,000 mic. And when you record gathered around it and you play it back, it plays back in a manner that, if you read the reviews, I'm so glad that they got it, because it sounds like you're in the band.
Wow.
It sounds like you're in the middle of the... My daughter called me after she got a copy of this and said, Dad, I wish you would have warned me. I was home alone. I thought somebody came up behind me. Because it's almost like having surround speakers.
Wow.
Depending on how you have it set up. But it's just... Not only does it sound great, which is what I was after, because I like first take music, because that's what you're doing. You're not. I don't like the recording method in general of the current way people do things. They put down a basic track with three of the players, and then somebody goes in and puts down the lead vocal, then the harmony vocal, then let's do the bass now, and well, let's put a new snare drum on next Tuesday. It's just, you know, it takes too long.
Well,
there's an old saying. There's an old saying, Chuck. How long does it take to record a song? Well, it should be about 3 minutes.
Right. Well, and sometimes with today's modern stuff, they don't even meet each other.
Well, yeah, I have done sessions by email. I have done sessions where people sent me the tracks, and oh, I've overdubbed on the album and emailed it back. And it's okay, but it's not the same.
Right.
I've done sessions where you had people all the separate little rooms. That's not the same. You're looking at each other through glass. It's a craft, and it's an art.
Yeah.
And a lot of great records have been made that way. But if you take a record like Lightning Strikes Again by Lou Christie, listen to that song and realize it was all cut in one room at one time.
Yeah.
And and if you take any of the early Carter Family stuff, all cut with one mic, and or Sinatra, you know, Sinatra sang a song once and didn't get it. He said, oh, guess I don't know the song. He moved on.
Well, we want folks to go to Amazon and get this album, Made in Brooklyn, and to hear exactly everything you've been describing, because it sounds like an incredible album. I'm probably going to go get it after I get off the air today. But we also want folks to come to the show Saturday night, the Majestic Theater, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. They're going to hear everything, every Nitty Gritty song that they love and know by heart.
By heart, yeah. We know them by the audience's heart. What's very strange, Chuck, is the Dirt Band is drawing people that are literally from 8 to 80 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, there was one kid that was 6 years old, and I asked him, how long have you been listening to the Dirt Band? And he said, my whole life.
That's a great story.
And then one girl a couple months ago said, I've got 5 generations here. I says, well, that's cool, but I'm not sure I really you know, I don't want to say don't believe you, but then she introduced me to her great-grandfather, her grandfather, her mom and dad, herself, and her 9-year-old son.
Wow.
So I guess you're right.
It's a long time to have a band together, and most bands these days don't survive 10 years, let alone as many as you guys have been together. So congratulations on that, and we look forward to a great concert this Saturday night.
You know, the congratulations really goes to, or the thanks really does go to the audience. It gets a little, sometimes people, oh, we just love the fans, we thank the, but you know, if those people hadn't been listening, we wouldn't be out there.
Right.
It was their fault.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time with us this morning, Mr. McEwen. I really greatly appreciate you.
Well, like I said to my mom, thanks for having me.